17-0 score. Start of the second quarter of action. It will be Horta basketball right down below me. The boys basketball team has put on the cheerleading outfits, which involves pom-poms. Very excited. Now, Alaska. Scafelstad, shot from three, no good. Rebound fought for, pulled down by Selmer. There's going to be a foul called on Monique Glover, and it will be Skagway basketball. Whoever inbounds the ball, Taylor Jensen, we're going to get the double team. Now that means somebody's open, and it's not where Jensen passes the ball. Out of bounds, Skagway, and the pressure still wreaking havoc on this Panther offense. Great. Off the ball. Is Monique Glover with the ball? Passes it down low to Scafelstad. Her shot up. No good. Too strong. Off glass. Rebound comes down to Lockaby, and they work it back out top to Roberts. Roberts on the right-hand side. Over to Stevenson. The speaking cast and dribbles it off her knee and out of bounds. It will be Skagway basketball. 7:16 to go in the half. Jensen with it for Skagway. Works right into the teeth of the double team, but Weber's there to bail her out. And turns, passes over to Cox. Cox has the ball on the right-hand side. Not sure where to go with it. Gets it to Jensen. Jensen steps in, has the hook, can't shoot it. Instead, gets it over to Selmer. Selmer dribbles a little bit and passes it off to Jensen's foot out of bounds. Will be Una basketball. Skagway yet to get on the board tonight. Yet to figure out this. Wouldn't it be? It's so tough in the interior. On the left side, it goes to Lockaby. Lockaby gets it over to Stevenson. Her long jump shot, no good. Rebound comes down to Haley Jensen. Haley Jensen, time for her to take over the game. She brings it up into the floor for it. And there's a foul called on the floor. That's going to go on Roberts for the reaching. However, set inbound now on the sideline for Skagway. Then to Selmer. Selmer's guarded by Stevenson. She takes a couple of dribbles harmlessly away from the basket. Doesn't realize that the defender dropped right off or had an open look. Didn't take it. Long cross-court pass by Cox goes out of bounds. Too tough to handle for Jensen. It was a little too long. And the ball falls harmlessly out of bounds. It will be Una basketball. And yet another timeout on the court. This one will be a full timeout by Jess Calise. She's got to regroup this team, get them heading in the right direction. And it will be Una basketball on their own baseline. Roberts inbounds the ball to Glover. There's 6 minutes and 20 seconds left to go in the half. Glover gets it back over on the right side to Roberts. Roberts could look into the interior instead. Feeds it back out top to Lockaby. Lockaby gets it over in the corner back to Roberts. Roberts brings it over to the top of the key. She wants to go right over to Lockaby. Lockaby tries to work it back over to Glover, who kind of has a hard time handling it. Skagway's sagging back in their 2-3 zone. And the interior pass from Lockaby into Scafelstad was picked off by Skagway. Jensen has it in the forecourt now for Skagway. To Al Weber, who's got it at the top of the key, gets it right back over to Jensen. Jensen goes right to Cox. Cox feeds it back over to Al Weber. Weber gets it to an open Selmer. Selmer's shot, no good. But finally, a good look for Skagway as Weber's pass basically in her position proved to be a solid pick for Selmer. The shot was just off the mark. But it was finally a good shot for Skagway. Stevenson now gets the ball low for Horta. Her shot up, no good. Rebound comes back to Horta. This is Alaska Scafelstad, whose shot is rebounded by Al Weber. Skagway ball once again. Jensen has it for Skagway. 17-point deficit now. Skagway's fighting against. Jensen gets the ball to Cox. Cox works it back over to Jensen. He's going to put up a three-point bomb and knocks it down. First bucket of the night for Skagway is a deep three-point bomb by Jensen. Knocks it down. That's the sort of thing that needs to happen. Jensen needs to take over a little bit more of the scoring load from Skagway. Start flipping up some shots. Now, Buda working the ball into the interior. Gets a shot off. The shot goes apparently off of a Skagway player. Mogilar was in position for the rebound. I thought it had been touched by Horta and was unable, or it decided not to pick it up, and it's called off of Skagway instead. She will come out of the game. when he gets the ball in up top, it goes to the Lockerbie. Lockerbie picks up a dribble, gets it over to Roberts. Roberts kind of circles around top of the key. Wants to work it on the right-hand side with Skaffelstad. She puts up a big three-point bomb. No good. Selmer's there for the rebound. Gets it over to Jensen. And Jensen brings it up into the forecourt. She's working on the right-hand side. Open Kara Whitehead. Down low to Selmer. Selmer puts up the quick jumper and misses. Rebound comes down to Stevenson. Jensen into the forecourt now. Stevenson wants to look on the left-hand side. It gets the pass over the outstretched hands of Cox and into Lockerbie's hands. Now it gets rotated back around top of the key into Lockerbie's hands again. Down to Stevenson. Off of the elbow. No good on her jump shot, but she comes in and fights for the rebound and pulls it away from Whitehead. She dribble drives on the baseline, puts up another shot, no good. And there for the rebound is Alaska Skaffelstad. She puts the ball up, and we're going to have a foul call off the floor. So with her bucket went in. We're going to call that on the floor. It will be Braves basketball on their own baseline. Sorry, on Skagway's baseline. Skagway's got a couple of substitutions coming in to the game. For Skagway will be McKenna Rao. Galarman back in the game again. Ooh, a quick entry pass by Forna results in a point-blank shot by Peter, who's unable to put it in, but the rebound goes to Skaffelstad, and she puts it back. 19-3 now the score. Forna up over Skagway. And Cox has the ball on the elbow, extended right side, over to the Lady Rao. Ball goes back over to the hands of Jensen. Jensen's jumper, no good. Rao there to help fight for the rebound, but the rebound comes into the hands of Stevenson. The Braves have the ball now, and a quick jump shot by Stevenson from the baseline. Ball goes off of Mocha Larman's hand, out of bounds, and it was remaining for a basketball. It would be Roberts to inbound the ball. Plenty of options to get it in, to get it into Lockerbie, and back over to Glover. Glover shot no good, but who's there for the rebound? You bet! Alaska Skaffelstad picks it up off glass, plays it back in. Nobody's got a box on her on the weak side, and she's dominating the weak side rebound right now. Rao's got the ball on the left-hand side, and Swarm turns the ball over. It is Lockerbie into the forecourt with a breakaway. Lockerbie puts it up and in. 23-3 now with under 2.5 to go in the half. Skagway. Now with the ball in the forecourt. Cox has it. She's going to put up a jump shot. She's going to knock down the jump shot from 18 feet. The official's going to give her a three-point bucket. One official scored it a three-point bucket. Another official did not. So we'll see how the official score looks at it. Certainly looked like the official closest to me put up both hands. And Una works the ball down low to Alaska Skaffelstad, whose positioning and strength leads to another bucket. 25-5, the official score on the floor. Jensen gets it on the left to Rao. Rao wants to get rid of it, gets it over to Al Weber. Al Weber's on the block extended, and she is fouled in the process by Glover. Will be Skagway basketball underneath the Una hoop. Weber to inbound, but we've got a timeout on the floor. Coach for the boys and the girls and the athletic director, for Adam Gretzinger, Oklahoma, calls the timeout. He's been up here for a few years now, and he knows his hoops, and so he's quickly assimilated into not only coaching the boys, but coaching the girls and the athletic director. Oh, you can do these things. Well, you're going to do it. And that's how it worked out for Adam. Well, with a minute 36 left to go in the half, what can Skagway do to get things moving offensively? They've got to get open looks for Jensen. They got to get open looks for Cox. And they got to get Al Weber working down low. She's the post presence. She and Kara Whitehead are their post presence down low. We haven't heard a lot from Whitehead yet in this game. So hopefully the second half will be Kara's half. And I hope she gets something working because Skagway, down 20 here against a team that only has 5 players, has an opportunity coming into the second half. They're going to see a tired Braves squad in the third and fourth quarter. Will Skagway be able to capitalize? Will they be able to get the ball into the lane? guess we'll see, huh? Yeah. All right, Skagway will take the ball out from the baseline. Al Weber set to do the incoming. This game, maybe officials don't have the ball, though. Give it over to Weber. Weber looks. Cox, baseline, gets it back out top to Jansen. Right back over to Cox. Cox can't handle the pass. A little too tall. Out of bounds. It will be in the basketball. 5-5 to score. 1:30 left to go in the first half of action. Weber brings the ball up for Kunis. She's on the left side, elbow extended. And a great pick set by Roberts. That cross-court pass was set up beautifully by Kunis, but the pass was not caught by Skaffelstad. The turnover leads to Skagway basketball. And we've got a wide-open look for Cox. Her shot just a little bit too strong. Rebound comes down to Weber. Weber tries to shoot. Instead, gets it over to Mocha Larman. And they work the ball back out top. So Whitehead has the ball. Down to Larman. Larman in trouble. Gets it back to Whitehead. Whitehead's jump shot. Well short. And brought down by Alaska. Skaffelstad. He was going to work the ball into the forecourt over Roberts on the right-hand side. She brings it back over to Lockaby. The ball around to Glover, back over to Roberts, to Lockaby, and they keep moving the ball. Roberts has it now from 12, throws it 14 feet, off glass, no good, and a shot attempt by Alaska Skaffelstad, no good. Rebound comes down to Mocha Larman. Jensen with the ball now for Skagway, crossing over half court, 20 seconds. Will they wait for the last shot? Whitehead has it now, gives it to Larman, feeds it down into the post. To Al Weber, her shot too strong. She gets the rebound back, gets it out to Jensen. Jensen's got under 10 seconds to play. Gets to Cox. Jensen's going to tee up a three-point shot. Knocks it down. Another three-point market for Jensen. Time will run out on the half. And Skagway trails at halftime, 25-8. Will they put it together in the second half?